Bit of a small series looking at aspects of the Christian life, and it's been depicted in the image of a wheel, and there are various spokes to it and aspects of it. And this morning's one is the vertical spoke, and it's our relationship with God and prayer. There's a well-known book by a chap called Richard Foster called Celebration of Discipline, and he wrote, "Of all the spiritual disciplines, prayer is the most central, because it ushers us into perpetual communion with the Father. To pray is to change. Prayer is the central avenue God will use us to transform us. If we are unwilling to change, we will abandon prayer as a noticeable characteristic of our lives. The closer we come to the heartbeat of God, the more we see our need and more we desire to be conformed to Christ." Prayer can't be adequately covered in one small short talk. But it's quite a relevant subject for this morning because Catherine and Chris there, the godparents, have just prayed. So they'll pray for Zach. They will draw him by their example into the community of faith and will walk with him in the way of Christ. As all parents know, Catherine and Chris are going to need some help. They're going to need some help from family, from friends, from God, if Zach is to grow up healthily emotionally, having good relationships and spiritual awareness. When our two children were young, it's enough that I said my parents. And my mother was putting the children to bed. She'd say to them this prayer: "Dear Lord Jesus, please keep Ben and Emma safe tonight. Protect them from all their fears. And may angels guard them to morning light appears." Now, last week when I was double-checking I got the words right, because I have been known to get it wrong and been told off by grandchildren, Emma let me know that, I didn't know this before, that when she was about 6 or 7, she was at home one night and she heard a noise downstairs which frightened her. You know, children do get frightened, don't they? And she said the prayer, because you remembered it. And she had peace. And she said, "It's the first time I really felt God's presence in my life." It's not a surprise then, to realise that she's been saying that prayer over and with her children all the time. And actually it's now written on their doors. So they wake up in the middle of the night and can't remember what the words are. They can just look at the door. I'm not sure it's really helped them going, waking up mum middle of the night, but, you know. But one way that we can draw our children and grandchildren into the community of faith is by praying with them and for them seeing us praying. Now, I don't know about you, but we get to know children and grandchildren by talking and listening, don't we? Now, we're all God's children, and there are two main ways for us to get to know God. One is by prayer, and secondly by reading the Bible. As with children, the listening is usually more valuable than the talking. A good simple prayer before reading the Bible is, "Heavenly Father, please guide me by your Holy Spirit, so I may find spiritual food for my reading of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen." Now, this morning's reading includes the Lord's Prayer. And it's also, the Lord's Prayer is also to be found in the book of Luke. And just the verse beforehand, Luke writes, "One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray.'" Now, the disciples would have prayed all their life. And yet there was something about the quality, quantity, and effectiveness of Jesus praying, showing how little they actually knew. In Mark we read, "And in the morning, a great while before day, he rose and went out to a lonely place to pray." Jesus said he only did what his Father had told him. In the first part of the reading, disciples are effectively told, "Normally prayer should be in private, it is meant for God, rather than public display. In New Testament times, religious men would walk around the streets praying to bring honour to themselves. Prayer is to be from the heart and not just bland, repetitive words or repairs. I mean, perhaps at school you used to say grace at the table at things, and I bet half the times it was rushed through as quick as you could actually get it through. You know, how soon can we get this prayer out of the way before the food is there? But the Lord's Prayer is actually quite brief. It isn't very long, but encompasses an awful lot. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. You know, it speaks of intimacy, it speaks of reverence before a holy God who's far above us and our standing. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it's in heaven. You know, it's for us to seek think things in obedience and to know God's will. Give us today our daily bread. You know, a prayer for daily provision. It is not a prayer for a nice 5-bedroom detached house and foreign holidays. It's prayer for what we actually need. Forgive us our sins so we forgive those who sin against us. You know, forgiveness is difficult, it's important, but most of the time we can only do it in God's strength. Lead us not into temptation. Well, there are always bits out there to try and take us away from God, to harm us, do us no good. But deliver us from evil. Well, I'm afraid if you're in lots of parts of the world today, there's plenty of evil out there. And don't go there, really. But it's difficult. That's a very relevant prayer for those many people. In the Psalms, we're told, be still and know that I'm God. You know, if possible, before praying, get into a quiet place. Just still the mind. Just put away those distractions, those busyness going on. And then a lot of people find what's known as the ACTS model quite helpful. ACTS stands for is for adoration. Just praising God. Now for some people, it aids them to read a psalm or listen to some music. Confession. You know, that's recognising that we have fallen short of God's standards and need to change. T is for thanksgiving. It's thanking God for all that we've had, what he's given us, and the blessings that are there. S is for supplication. That is asking for what we actually need. It's interesting, it's actually at the end, isn't it? You know, you can prayerfully talk to God in your head. I mean, I often do it, you know, driving along in the car, doing daily tasks, just chat away. The best known advocate of it was a chap called Brother Lawrence, who was a 17th century monk. And after his death, his friends wrote a small little book, Practicing the Presence of God. And it's, you know, just talk to God all the time. Some people will pray in tongues, where their spirit prays alongside their mind. There are a range of types of prayer. Intercession, just had James doing it. Arrow flash prayers, petition, deliverance, for healing, prayer counselling. We also have here, we have prayer ministry. We have prayer walks around the village. We have corporate prayer. And it's a whole range of aspects of prayer. Now, I suspect, not only Catherine, but perhaps all the mums here, they will instinctively know and recognise their child's voice or cry. It could be a whole room full of children, and they will know their child is the one that's crying out of 30 or 40 children. True? They just somehow just know. And it's for us, it's a real gift to us, if we can actually pick out amongst all the thoughts that are coming in our head, the thoughts that are from God. But if those thoughts are contrary to the teaching in the Bible and our conscience, something is wrong. Be wary. You know, if need be, talk to somebody about it, but just be careful of it. Now, as children get older, they will they've got to ask Catherine and Chris there, James and Zachar, for all sorts of things. Now, lots of times, the things that can be asked for are not good things. They're not beneficial to their well-being. Perhaps they're too young for it. Perhaps it's just whatever. The timing is wrong. And what are mum and dad going to do? They're going to say, sorry, not now, no. But sometimes we pray to God for things which also are not good for us or not in his timing. And God has to say, sorry, no. We're no different. But as Zach and James grow up, they will know their mum and dad's boundaries, what they can reasonably ask for. They will know that some things are no. Some things may be yes. And they will ask for things which are more likely to be yes. As we get mature with our faith, we will somehow be drawn to praying for more things that align with what God has already planned to do. So he's going to say yes, and they will happen. There's a former Archbishop, William Temple, who wrote, it's amazing that when you pray, there are more coincidences happening. So just keep on praying. Now we're told, yes, we're told to be persistent in our prayer, to keep on asking and knocking on the door. For how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Now, I suspect that, like all parents, Catherine and Chris will be no different. I'm sure Tim and Carol here as well have got drawers full of photographs, school reports, you name it, of what their children have done, drawings. And it will bring them great pleasure looking back and recording how those pleasure those memories. Now, as Christians, we are encouraged to try and keep a prayer diary. Now, to be honest with you, I completely naff at keeping any sort of diary. Completely hopeless. I buy a diary every year and it gets lost, never use it. I don't even know what appointments I've got half the time, but that's me. But when I have kept a prayer diary and I've looked what I've been praying about and I read it again, perhaps several years later, I think, wow. What has God been doing? And I hadn't noticed it. And I really have got to get my act together, to be honest with you. But for me, you know, I believe that prayer has given me balance to my life. It's given me inner strength, purpose, hope. You know, it's helped me to look outwards and upwards. I've had a reassuring knowledge that God loves and cares for me. At times, just amazing peace amidst quite difficult situations. Joy, freedom from many common worries. A real burden of love and care for others. And a hunger to get closer to God. Now this morning, my prayer for Zach and others here, is that you all find the blessing from knowing God through prayer. Amen.